Sikha we will be learning is look at the Sikha's Chelek Chavov for Tetzave Zayin Oder. So the Rebbe says Zayin Oder Yepetir as Meisher Rabbeinu Fal Tuiz Brev Hashonim Bismicha Supasha Tetzave. Zayin Oder, which is the day that Meisher Rabbeinu passed away, comes out in most years close to Pasha Tetzave. V'shteit in Svorim, and it says in Svorim, is Do'a Remes of them in their Parsha. There's a hint in the Parsha that this is the time of Meisher Rabbeinu's passing. What's the remez? Pasha Tetzave is the einzig seder in the Torah. Mishneilad Meisher viz Mishneh Torah. Pasha Tetzave is the only seder in the whole Torah from when Meisher was born till Mishneh Torah till Chumash Dvorim. Was vetne der mont Meisher's nomen, where Meisher's name is not mentioned. So the Poshe Pshat is his name is not mentioned means he's missing. So that's a remez that he passed away. That's he's missing. The Chur and the Glatik, the Rebbe said it's not simple. In Parsha Tetzaveh, that place Nidermon the Shem Meisher Beferish. It's not Meisher is not mentioned in the Parsha. His name is not mentioned clearly. It doesn't say the word Meisher. Zayin Oder in the Sete Aribe Psukim Vesreinu VeGemeisher and Batziyun Zichzim. There are many Psukim in the Parsha which talk about Meisher and refer to him on the on Heibendik from Ascholas Haseder Mash. Start from the beginning of the Sede. The Seder starts with the words Va'ato Tetzaveh, which means Ato you shall command. Who's the you, Meisher? So it's talking about Meisher. So Meisher is there. Many more commandments to Meisher. So the Shaila is, why is the fact that Meisher's name is not mentioned means that Meisher is missing? His name is missing, but he's there. But more, the need them on and tzaddik is heper from the minyan from istalkusim shel tzaddikim. Not mentioning the name of the tzaddik is the opposite of the concept of a tzaddik being nistalik. We always refer to the passing of a tzaddik as istalkus. So not mentioning his name is not fit, doesn't fit. It's the same as Histalkus. It's the opposite of Histalkus. When a tzaddik went Histalkus from the world, when tzaddik passes away, but we use the word Histalkus, means he goes away, it doesn't affect his name and his influences. Say, bleib lo'at unvernit vergessen chas v'sholem. They are there forever. They're not, God forbid, forgotten. Es geht weg von der Welt, nor der Guf von dem Tzaddik. Only the body of the Tzaddik goes away, but not his name and what he represents. And in order five, the Rebbe quotes from Megillas HaKadosh, Biur to Simen Zach of Zion, the Alter Rebbe writes, Ashchaye Ya Tzaddik, She'enem Chaim Psoirem Kim Chaim Ruchnim, that the life of a Tzaddik, and the life of a Tzaddik is mainly not flesh life, Gashm is a physical life. His main life is the Chaim Ruchnim, the spiritual life, is found in this world even after he passed away. So the tzaddik is there when he passes away. His name is there, his pulas are there. What's missing is his body. That's all that's missing. So how do we say that the istalkus of Meisher Rabbeinu is hinted by not mentioning his name? His name is should still be there, because the passing has nothing to do with his name not being there. It's his body is not there. So how does that fit? Nochmer, Kash is more. It's a vuyim to mention in Pasha Tetzaveh, Zayin Beloshen Tetzaveh, Vo'asisa, Vo'lakachta, Kayetze B'zeh. When in Pasha Tetzaveh, it tells us that he was commanded, Meisher Rabbeinu was commanded to tell Yidden, so the Loshen is Tetzaveh, you shall command. Ve'osiso, you shall do. Ve'lokachto, you shall take. It's similar loshenis. It's said directly to Meisher. It's not talking about Meisher in third person. It's second person. The posik, all these expressions are, you, Meisher, shall. Doesn't say his name, but it says, you shall command, you shall give, you shall take, you shall, whatever it is, it says there. So it's faker very directly to Meisher. Beisas beribu mekemis. At the same time, when in most places, Bismichas the Parsha, Sayin Sof Parsha Meshpotim, and we find that in the end of Parsha Meshpotim, which is very close to Parsha Tetzaveh, for Meisher Vedemon Bishmei, where Meisher is mentioned by name, he says, Beif Namiret Norwegen Meisher. Those are places where Meisher's name are mentioned, but it's as if we're talking about Meisher. Ki ilu shlei befonav, as if he's not there, we're talking about Meisher. It tells us Meisher did this, Meisher did that. So Meisher is not there. We are standing on the side and talking about something on the outside, something about Meisher. While in our Parsha, it says, you shall command Meisher. So Meisher is even more visible in Parsha Tetzaveh than in other Parshas. So what's the pshat that this is a remez for the Histalkus of Meisher? You could say the explanations like this. It says in Zayar, when the tzaddik passes away, he's found in all the worlds. He exists in all the worlds, even more than when he was alive. As a tzaddik finds sich noch sein Ptir in alle Elamis, a tzaddik is found after his passing in all the worlds, keilel Elam hazeh, including in this world. And he quotes in Eretz HaKedesh there, in Zayir, it doesn't say these words, it says in all the Elamis, one might think maybe in the spiritual worlds. So the Alter Rebbe explains, it means even in this world. Noch meri b'chayev, even more than his lifetime. When yati b'chayev meant, when it says more than his lifetime, doesn't mean nit stama yisrin, just more. More could be in quantity, more. Nor ha yisrin, but it's an more shalei berech, in no comparison. And the Alter Rebbe explains it, by the Alter Rebbe is mavai, like the Alter Rebbe explains in this Sigeres HaKedesh, in Tanya, he explains, and the Rebbe will bring what he explains, how he's found in this world, in Elam HaSeh, more than before. Number one, the Alter Rebbe says, "B'yeis tzaddik chayap ne'adoma." When the tzaddik lived physically in this world, his life was put into a vessel, into a garment of his body. So his life is the ruchnius, and it was like covered in a body. And therefore, you were able, the talmidim or the people who connect to him, were able to receive from him only a ray, not himself, because he was covered. But after he passes away, they're not in this vessel. That's why you could receive from the etzem of the tzaddik. When he was in this world, there was something blocking, so you could only get as much as you were able to. He's able to give out through the kele. But now it's not limited to a kele. So now you connect to the etzem of the tzaddik. So it's even more than he was before. And the second thing he says, the ptira from a tzaddik is aliyas ruche v'nishmos el mekeir chetzvei. Alter Rebbe says that the ptira, the passing of a tzaddik, means that his ruach and his neshama go back to its source. And what it means is, when it says that he's found in this world, means un eich di madregi von tzaddik v'ariz im mekeir chetzvei is ishtak v'dolamato. That even that level, the way he is in the source, is found here. But Shasi was down here, was not in the source. So there we only was able, whatever it is, we're able to take from the tzaddik the way he is in this world. Now that the tzaddik left this world, that means he went back to his source. And nevertheless, we say he's found in this world more than before. That means the way he is in a higher level in his source, he's down here. While when he was in this world physically, he wasn't here the way he's in the source. But now that he's here the way he's in the source, and you take that, that's even more than before. Kumtri said, comes out that he's talkusim shel tzaddikim atzvik sovis. When the tzaddik is nistalik, there's two parts to it. The istalkus of a tzaddik begashmius, because the istalkus of a tzaddik physically is farbundim is an istalkus v'aliyah baruchnius, is connected to his istalkus and his elevation baruchnius. Istalkus means it goes up. That means that the fact that his body went up, means it's connected to his going up in spiritual level. And it's ele bi'ilui acharei ilui bi'sosher shemekeder rishni, goes up higher and higher and higher, till he goes to the first root, the first source. In sein Atzmius, was is in ganz necher von Gilui, in his own Etzem, which is completely higher from Gilui. We know that the Etzem and the Gilui are two things. The Gilui is only what is able to be given out. The Etzem is the essence. So the Tzaddik, when he passes away and goes up, he goes up all the way to the highest level of his essence, higher than Gilui. Und der Fahr ist der Tzaddik mit Tor Beilem Beif und Goli. That's why the Tzaddik isn't feared, isn't here in this world in a revealed way now. Because he's beyond revelation. He comes, reaches such a high level, he's beyond revelation. He's in his essence. So on one hand, he reaches a very high spiritual level. Aber Lidach, on the other side, die ganze Atzmis von dem Tzaddik, this high essence of the Tzaddik is dan lache piterose in a neifun von Ashtakra bekol almen. So that high level is after he passes away, now found in all the worlds more than before, bis Elam Hazeh, including in Elam Hazeh. So in Elam Hazeh, after he passes away, his essence, which is the highest level, which couldn't have been revealed before, comes down. So down here, we take from him his essence. And he quotes in the Ora 11, it says in the Geras HaKedesh, Simcha Ches, that when he passes away, Peil Yeshua's Bekerev Oretz, he's able to cause salvation in this world. That means he goes a very high level, but that affects that same high level connects to down here and he's found here that way. Now that we know that, al pizebet mfashtein dem tam was istalka shal meisha is merum is dafked durch nidemon shmei shal meisha in the parashat tzavah. Now we'll understand what it means that because of the istalkas of Meisha Rabbeinu and Zayin Oder, which usually comes out close to parashat tzavah, so how is the parashat merames to Meisha's istalkas by not mentioning his name in the parashat tzavah? And we asked before, why is it Istalkus? When he's in Istalkus, his name is still here. But now we explain what it means. We'll see. The name of an mention is not etzem etzuse. The name of a person is not the essence of his being. Yonif and Hashem is negei for them zulas. The meaning of a name is his relationship to others, not his essence. That somebody else should be able to refer to him or call him by his name. And the person on his own doesn't need a name. We see it obviously. You give a name to a child many days after he's born. The child himself is there. He's there from the moment he's born and goes out into the air, the avir of the world, into the world. And he is considered a real, real Metzias. How do we know that? Because the din is that a child inherits, and even if he's a baby, if his father, Rahman Islam, passed away, he is the Yerush. Even if he was just born, a minute born, that means that he is a Metzias. He has no name. Asima, the name is not the gate to his Metzias. So the name is not the etzem of the person. So I mentioned, but when you talk to a person, you say, you, then then we go to the person himself. When we say you, that means the person himself. So there is the union of the way the name is the ha'or, the gilui of the person, that's negay his relationship to other, but that's not his etzem. And when you say ato, it's his etzem. Well, there is even the Mesha, the same thing by Mesha. The name Mesha is given to Mesha as a man of Zion later. The name Mesha was given to him a long time after he was born. I mean, not so long, but months after he was born. Nochmer, even more, then Noman, Mesha is Pashtas in Gegem Gibor, and Ritz von Elton. Besides that, this name, Mesha was not given a simple shot by his parents, nor from Bas Pare. The daughter of Pare called him Mesha, Kim Namai Mishesiu, since I pulled him out from the water. And Mishesiu has the word Mesha in it, so she named him Mesha. So we see here that the name Mesha doesn't represent the etzim of Mesha Rabbeinu. That's the hint of Mesha's Istalkus in Tetzave. When he was in Salek, like we said before, by Old Tzaddikim, certainly by Mesha, he went away higher into the Etzem, which is higher than the Shem. Shem is a lower level. When he's here, we only take from a heart of him. When he goes passes away, he goes to the Etzem. So he went to a level of his Etzem higher than his name. The five and Pasha Tetzave need their mon bishmei. That's why in Pasha Tetzave, he is not called by his name. And the Rebbe Nora 16 gives an example that we find in different Maimorim, that it says that the reason why in the Megillah there's no name of Hashem, because the Megillah is such a high madrege, it's negated to the Etzem of the Eibishter, which is higher than any name. That's why Hashem's name is not there. Which I'm citing, the Rebbe doesn't say what I'm going to say now, but it says in other places, in other sikhs, other Maimorim, that by Matan Torah, the Eibishter said, Onechi Havaya Lekecha. Havaya is a name, even Havaya is a name. But the Nechi Dezer says, I is the Etzem of the Eibishter, which is higher than the name. Same thing when we make a bracha. We say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So we call Hashem's name, Baruch Ato Havaya Elokeinu. So Havaya is still a name, higher than Elokim, but it's still a name of Hashem. And then, Ato You, as we say here, that's the Etzem. The same thing here. By Moshe Rabbeinu, he went to a level which is higher than his name. Ober Erzav Kan Eimed Meshamesh. Hitaki went so high, but being so high, he is, as the Gemara says in Seita, that he is still Eimed Meshamesh, he serves the Eden now. In other words, he has Ashpoa, and he is found down here. V'adarabe, mit seinem ganzen Atzmius. He's found down here with this whole Etzim. V'yar is Bamorim, the way he is. Bamorim says, he's Eimed Bamorim, Gemara says, Meshamesh. Just like before he was Meshamesh here, now he's Meshamesh Bamorim. So he is in Morim. Morim means high, which means he's a very high level, and he's Meshamesh. That height comes down here. The father Meshe Faran the Pasha the Tzave. Meshe is there in Pasha the Tzave. The other Rabbi, on the contrary, Meretzu Im Lunechach, Vata the Tzave. We're talking to Meshe directed, to the Ato. You, was vice with the Kliyokar is Mefarit. Kliyokar says, if Mehus Atzmuscho for Meshe, Ato the Tzave means the Mehus, the Etzem of Meshe Rabbeinu. So here it comes out, the opposite of what we thought in the beginning. In the beginning, we think that the fact his name is not mentioned shows the chasson. There's a chasson, he passed away, so he's missing here, so we don't mention his name. The Rebbe learns by not mentioning his name is a maile. Because his passing away means that he reaches a higher level, higher than name, and he's mashpia down here from that high level, be higher than name. That's the remez. The remez says that his name is not mentioned because he was nistalik. What does nistalik mean? In a positive way. He went to a higher level and he's mashpia from that higher level. Now the Rebbe can the Baal HaShmeish HaMeish HaVet Nidermont in the Ganser Seder, since Meish Rabbeinu is not mentioned in the whole Seder, in the Fum Verstandig, so we understand that the Teichen from Gans Pashat Tzavi is verbunden with Zainetzim. So since not mentioning his name is because it's a time when we connect, it's his etzem that's shining there. It's there. And since the whole parsha doesn't have his name, so the whole parsha has to do with his etzem, Shalomayla Mishem Meshem, higher than the name Meshem. Now, where do we find in the whole parsha this idea that he reached such a high level of his etzem? So the Rebbe continues, Valpia Yidua Mavur Kamapom, not known, and the Rebbe has explained it many times. At the Teichem for Yedder Seder is Merumus in the Nomen, that the contents of every Seder, of the whole Seder, is hinted in the name of the Seder. So we have to say, Adirinian Omer Beshaicha Summation, that this thing that we said by Meshe, that he, Parsha Tzaber represents the fact that he went away from this world and he went back to his Etzem and his Mashpia from there, is Merumus in the Shema Seder, has to be hinted in the name of the Seder. Since, as we said, it has to do with the whole Seder, which word represents the whole Seder, the name of the Seder? So this idea that Mesha's Etzem is there and not his name is hinted in the name of the Seder. But it's like Minig Yisroel, when we get drukt in Chomoshim, and the Minig Yisroel and printed in the Chomoshim is what's the name of the Seder? Tetzaveh. So in Ora 23, the Rebbe says that some places it's called the Ata Tetzaveh, but the meaning is Yisrael Hanofutz, the accepted meaning by Yidden, which is printed in the most Chemoshim, or all Chemoshim, is called Tetzaveh. So we have to find the connection in the word Tetzaveh to this idea we said before that Moshe's Etzem is there. The Shleimer Rabbi, we can say the Pshat like this. First, the Rebbe gives an introduction, because the Rebbe is going to bring it out from a gematria, from a numerical value of the word Tetzaveh. So the Rebbe gives the Hagdomeh ben Negei Gematrias. When we take a word and we say, we look at the numerical value, what that means. So the Rebbe says, "Afapias einer von der vier Fahne Lima da Teira, der Lima dal derech haremes." Even though one of the four ways of learning Teira is remes, hint, there are pshat, remes, drush, sod. So the one of the ways to learn is remes, which is was a scalel the meaning from the materials, which includes the concept of matching the explaining the meaning behind the numerical value. When we find this in Sifre from Daily Yisrael, in Svarim from Daily Yisrael, we find this derech of learning in Svarim of great people, Balaturim, Galamukis, Ve'ed Ve'ed and more. So it's true that you could learn a form of gematrios. Is over moving that doesn't need can sort the proofs of Ayedin to mach negi gematrios. It's not an open field that anybody wants can make up his own gematrios. Which means he'll take a word and say it's gematrias so and so. So he'll make up ideas behind it. You can't just do that. No, yet the gematria tavod mamoker. Every gematria has to have a source. And in Order 24, the Rebbe says, brings from the Sefer Agula to the that the Ramban wrote. He writes, "Ein odom rashoy loden becheshin gematria." Is a person not allowed to make calculations of the gematria? Will hate him and all of it and take out ideas that he thinks about. You can't do that. And there's a Sefer. The Rebbe quotes Sefer Shemer Emunim. Rabbi Yosef Irgas, he writes, how you have to be medayik, how exact it has to be when you make the cheshbon, the calculation of the gematrias. So you can't everywhere just make a gematria. But zwei Wörter haben dieselbe gematria, when two words have the same numerical value. That itself doesn't prove that they have an essential connection between the two. When can you say that? If we know beforehand, we know the inyan, and we know there is something in common between the two things. Then you can make a gematria. If you know anyway the two things are connected, and if you find a gematria that they both have the same numerical value, oh, that's good, because I'm okay, because the thing is truth anyway. But not to make up your own, and because the numerical value is the same, you'll come up with an idea. It has to work the other way. If you know the Teichen, then you could use the Gematria to say it. Und dies ist verstandig von dem Alter Rebbe's Bier in Tanya in the meaning of Gematria. This is understood from the way the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya concerning what's the concept of Gematria. Alter Rebbe says like this, in Shara Yichud V'amun. Ad the Gematria von Avort weiss of the Pchina Achreinu, she Pchina Sachesh, me Misper Kamem in the Keiches. Every word has a Gematria. Every word has a numerical value. The numerical value of every word means something, but it means that it says the lowest level. It's the lowest level of the thing. All it shows is the number, the amount of how many keiches there are there. If this word, every word represents certain keiches, so it doesn't tell you the gematria, it doesn't tell you what the keiches are about. All it tells you how many keiches you have. So when you have another word that has the same gematria, what does that mean? All it means, since the gematria, the numerical value only shows how many keiches, if you have another word has the same gematria, it also has the same amount of keiches. In the light, the keiches of their light and their life. Aber er sagt nicht, dass er Teichen von die Keiches von einem Wort hat, er scheiche zum Teichen der Keiches von zweiten Wort. Doesn't tell you that the Teichen, the meaning of what the Keiches are about, are the same in both. Because the Gematria is only the amount. Gematria is numbers. The amount of how many Keiches. So the other thing, that same Gematria has the same amount of Keiches. But what kind of Keiches, in which union, has nothing to do. But if you know, anyway, that there is a connection, a common denominator between both, in what the keiches are, the two words, so that's gematria, if you know they're connected anyway, and here you see the amount of words are, the number is the same, so that shows, that's a simen, as in source, the same keiches, from the zweite werter. So you know that, in sheresh, these two things, since I know and teichen, and then you have the gematria, so you know that in Sheirish, because you know anyway that they're the same, so now that they have the same gematria, so it shows the same amount of keiches, and since you know anyway it's the same, so is this has a sheiches to the same keiches the way they are in Sheirish. Does the Amyere give him a madrege le madrege? Zayne durgangay mit achamid, the Alter Rebbe says, but it's only in Sheirish they're the same. But since gematria is the lowest level, so it means it went down miut achamiut, that went down to a lower level, actually nishemrena from the meirachayas al b'chinas achreina, shu b'chinas acheshmen misbrechulu. That the only connection we see between the two that we see is only in a very low madreig, in the number, in the calculation. The farzayin is a, under the tzvei verte, they're two separate words, that means they came down, so the gematria only shows in the level that we, the fact that they have the same idea that we know because we know it anyway, from some other reason we know. So the meilad, and in the sheirish, they're all one. But when it came down here, it came into two separate words because it came after Ishtalshes, it got lower and lower. So in the lowest level, it turned out into two separate words. But the Gematria itself doesn't make it up. The Gematria could only be showing a simen for what it really is. That's an Akdome. That's the introduction. Ubinyanein, applying that to us. The Gematria from word Tetzave, the Gematria of the word Tetzave, that the Rebbe is going to speak about. So he gave an Akdome. We can't make up Gematrias. So we can't look into, well, tetzave means has a gematria so and so, but mele it's a inyan. No. So here, neisav lazad osif in the gematria osif varf zich in the Eden, this is a gematria that is very easy to see. Sometimes you have gematrias that you have to figure out, and it's not, the word tetzave, how much a gematria, which is the gematria, as he's going to say, is 501, is very easy. Tof tzadik, vov hey, tof 400, tzadik is 90, vov hey is 11, so it's 400. 90 and 11 is 501. But that's a gematria that's show. It's very open. So it's much easier to make it. But besides that, is a beer de la kamen meyusad of teichem from Pasha Tetzave. What we're going to, the Rebbe is going to explain, the gematria of Tetzave is, we're able to say, because the teichem is the same. Nit teichem cheshem for gematria. The teichem is not because of the cheshem. There is a teichem that we know what Tetzavi is, and based on what we said before, what Tetzavi is, and we remember we said Tetzavi is higher than name, Tetzavi is you, and that Tetzavi we know it has a meaning, and if you look at the Gematria, now we see that Gematria fits to what the meaning is. What is it? So the Rebbe says like this, the Gematria from Tetzavi is Tov Kufal, the Gematria Tetzavi is 501. But in them Mispar, Ein Smer B'chomesh, in this number, which is one more than 500, here is a hint. That number represents the idea of Etzem, higher than the name. That's 501. And we said before, Tetzave means you shall talking to the Etzem of Meshe Rabbeinu, which is higher than his name. What does 501 have to do? The beer with the explanation is like this. Chazal zog, the Chazal tell us, as holach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mahalach b'chomesh meishon olikas Hashem. It's an expression that Yibishter came down to a place which it's far, the space that he came down is a space that it takes 500 years to go. And all that was to get his name. Now what it means is, it says that
from the Oretz to Rekia, from the earth to the heaven, if you'd walk it, whatever, it takes 500 years. So that's an expression that's always used when the Eibishter came down to this world to create the world. So it uses the word 500. And it says, some places, it's the truth is there is more Madregas, but even clearly we use that number. And that is to make a shame, because what happened when the Eibishter came down to the world, made the world, he only brought down the shame of the Eibishter. Mavuyer in them, so the Tzadon Chassidus, Klolos HaElam, Seder Ishtalshel, is the whole world, which means not only the physical world, the whole Seder Ishtalshel is Shtel Tzichuis in Chomesh Meis. It's 500. When the Cholach, Mahalach Takshona, when the Eibishter went the space of 500 years, that Tufkiton Derinia from Liknes L'Shem. That caused that the Eibishter bought himself, acquired himself his name. Now he got a name in the world. The Gilui Fishmesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the revelation of the name of Hashem. So 500 is representing that this brought down the name of Hashem. Mokinal, as we said before, Hashem Vaistafa Madrege Belchashai Chasazulas. Name, the name shows on the Madrege, not that's his etzem, but it's his connection to somebody else. His Faran Imetzeb Razolim Rufim B'Shem. It has to be somebody to call him by his name. So the Eibishter created the world, and then even people are able to call him by his name. So the Eibishter made it that you have a name. And how did Chazal describe his coming down? 500 years. The space of 500 years. So 500 represents name. And the Mispe von Tov Kuf Aleph, the number of 501, Eins Mervi Tov Kuf, one more than 500, Vice of Echad, Yechide Shalalam. That's the one. And we know Echad is Yechide Shalalam. And the Rebbe quotes on Mehorah 32, on the, where it says in Medrash, on the Posik, Vayere Vaveke, Yeim Echad, the first day there was one day, so it says, HaKadosh Baruch Yechide Tvilome. The Echad represents the Eibishter, there's nothing else. So Echad, one goes on the Eibishter. That's the Etzem of the Eibishter. The Etzem was his Hecher from the Tovkuf Shona von Elom. The Etzem, which is higher than the name is connected to 500, and the Etzem, the one after the 500, which is above the 500, that represents the Etzem of the Eibishter, which is higher than the 500 years of Elam, higher than Seder Ishtalshel, Hecher von Likus Hashem, it's higher than what he did by the 500 to get a name. This could be the explanation in the numerical value that Svarim say as Asher is begematria tov kufalu. The word Asher is also 501. Aleph is 1, Shin is 300, Reish is 200, so it's 501. What's the connection? It fits to what we just said. While Asher is Moloshan Asher. Asher is from the word Asher. Asher with an Aleph, not with an Ayin. Asher with an Ayin is riches. Asher with an Aleph means lucky, happy. Enjoyful. So Asher shows for vice of tainig of enjoyment. But dosi der hechster inyan von a mensche was if verbunden mit anatzmis. That's the highest level of a person which is connected to the person's etzem, kemaimer, like it says in Sefer Yetzirah, eilam eilam einig. There's nothing higher than pleasure. And in Maimorim, as you see in Ha'ara 35, the Rebbe brings from Samachvo of different places, but it goes into the highest level. And what's connected to the more etzem of the person is pleasure. And Asher is pleasure, and Asher is like a 501. Because that's the etzem of the person. We find it by a person. Chazal Zogen, Chachamim tell us, Chamisha Shemes Nikrilo, Dinishome. Dinishome has five names. And what are they? Nefesh, Ruach, Neshome, Chaye, Yechide. But the way Chazal referred to it, these are five names. Was the Chamisha Shemes, Kelo, Yechide, these five names, including Yechide. Now, a lot of times we say Yechide is the Etzema Nefesh. You have Nefesh, Ruach, Neshome, then Chaye, Yechide is this higher Madreg, and Yechide is the Etzem. But it says in other Mamorim that as much as the Etzem, it's not the real Etzem. It's even Yechide is Anya Nit Etzem, and Neshome, they're not the Etzem. It's Anya Blay Shemes to Lo. It says five names she has. Who's the she? That's it. That's the neshama. That's the etzem. The etzem is five names. So b'meile, when we say five names, that's the names.
That's not the etzem.
And then beyond that, you have the etzem. Now, when we say five names, really, that's the same idea as 500. Why? It's known that the completion of a number is when it's dodi skalas for yud pam yud. When in that number you have 10 times 10, because 10 is shleimus amisper, the 10 is the biggest number. 10 times 10 is the shleimus. So 10 times 10 is the shleimus of something. And here we have five names. Kumtuiz, it comes out on the Shlemus from the Chamisha Shemus from the Neshama, that the completion of the five names of the Neshama, Shteltzuchuiz be Mispar, Chomesh Mei, so it's 500, because it's 10 times 10 is 100, five names is 5 times 100, so it's 500. So that's 500. And that's all name, as we said before. Well, then Mispar for the Tzabe, Tovkuf Aleph, but the number of the Tzabe, the Gematria of the Tzabe, which is 501, which means Einer Merfun Tovkuf 1, over more than 500 is Meramas of Etzem and Neshama. That hints for the essence of the Neshama was his Hecher from Chamisha Shemes Nikrilo, which is beyond the five names it has. Five names connected to 500, and then the Lord, the Etzem and Neshama, that's something above, that's the one above. So we see here the hint, what we said before, that in Parshat Tetzave, since it's connected to Meshach Sistalkas, when he goes back to his Etzem, his former Etzem is Mashpia. That's why his name is not mentioned, because he's higher than name. It's hinted in the name of the Parsha, which represents the whole Parsha, the union of 501, because it's 500 is the name, and this is something above. The union and Alan Parsha Tzava, the Retzich Wegen der Etzem, was his Hecher from Gilui. This union that we said in Parsha Tzava, that here we're talking about the Etzem, which is higher than the Gilui, which is the shame, is Eich Marum is in the Mispar Psukim in the Sedre. It's hinted in the amount of Psukim in the Sedre. How many Psukim in the Sedre? Kuf Aleph, 101, Michoel Simon. It says, at the end of every parsha, we have a number, how much psukim, and then it says a simon to remember it. So the word Michoel is 101. So in order 41, the Rebbe says, in Megala Amukis, it says that the Nelam of Meisha is Kuf Aleph, 101. What does it mean, the Nelam? The Nelam, the hidden part of the name Meisha. Now Meisha is Mem Shin Hei. Every word has a milui. A milui means you have the words written. So when you pronounce it, you say Moshe. But if you take every letter separately, mem, how would you spell the letter mem? Besides writing a mem, but mem is mem, shlos mem. Shin is shin yud nun. Hey is hey. Hey aleph or hey way, sometimes we do it. So the milui, the extra words, like the extra mem in the word, the letter mem, and the yud nun in the letter shin, and the extra letter in the word hey, those are called the nelam. They're hidden, because when we pronounce Meisha, we don't pronounce mem, shin yud nun, hey hey, or hey aleph. We don't pronounce it that way. So that's the hidden. So it says there, that's the hidden, and the gematria of the hidden, of the milui, the inside words of these four letters is Kufalev. So we see Moshe Rabbeinu himself has Kufalev, represents his Nelam. His Nelam means something that's hidden in him is Haimadrege. And the Rebbe explains it. Now the Rebbe is inviting look at the Tere, and now he's going to explain the union of 101, how it's similar to 501. It says, look at the Tere, and Chilek Zishin, and Misporim, Kuf and Kufalev. The difference between the numbers, 100 to 101. And the Misper Kuf, I said, the Shleimus for Seder Shtal Shilos. 100 shows for the completion of Seder Shtal Shilos. Like we said before, 100 is 10 times 10. 10 is Shleimus. This is the Shleimus. So that represents the Shleimus of the way the Shtal Shilos of Elakus comes down, the Eder Sof comes down. When Kuf Aleph, the 101, he says, is Meramez of Chad Vilei B'chushban, the one that's beyond Cheshman. Shtal Shilos is a Cheshman, it's an order. You have calculations, numbers. And the one above represents a higher madrege. When we bring from Marsha, the Pirish Maimar Chazal, Eina Deim Hashayne Pirke Mei Apom, Hashayne Pirke Mei Echod, the Alter Rebbe brings from the Marsha, that the Marsha writes, when the Gemara says that it's not the same when you learn whatever you learned 100 times, Lagab, if you learn 101, 101 is much greater, the Gemara says. So the Marsha says, as Misper Mei is verbunden with Nefesh Ruch Neshome, 100 is connected to these levels of the Neshome, Aval Hashayne, Pa Machas Yesem Ezeh, the one that learns one time more is Chelika Lekami Mao, connected to the Etzim. So we see from the Masha also that 101 represents the Etzim. Kum Tuis, Adar Uftu from Kuf Aleph, if Kuf is Alderach der Uftu Anal from Tov Kuf Aleph, Lekabat Tov Kuf. That the specialty, the difference between 101 over 100 is similar to the difference of 501 over 500. They're different levels. Sometimes we refer to as 500. Everything has a lot of details. But the general idea speaking here, that 501 represents the same thing as 101. So the Tetzaveh is 101 because it represents the Etzem of Meisha. 101 also is the one over 100, represents the Etzem of Meisha, especially the Megala Muki says that the Nelam of Meisha, the Milui of the word Meisha, Take is the Gematria of 101. And the Rebbe says, Al pi ha-mavur lil, siv gimel, that mtechanin ha-gematria, is based on what we said before, in what the concept of gematria is, yeshavaya gamken ha-matam, we could also explain the reason, for the shaychas for yinyan and alve g'meshe, that the connection, the idea that we said before, about Moshe, ador etzich vegen sein etzim shel mailem b'chin Hashem, that here we're talking about his essence beyond Shem, is merum is blazing the gematria for Shem ha-seder. That's hinted in the gematria of the name of the seder tetzaveh. It's hinted in the amount of the number of psukim. There's no word that outright tells you that this is connected to Meshach's etzim. Why? We're talking about the etzim of Meshach. The etzim is higher than Gila. It's not revealed. The etzim is not revealed. So it's hinted in the gematria, which we said before, the Alter Rebbe said gematria is not the Gila of the word. That's the lowest madrege. So Adarabe, we're trying to show his etzim, so the Torah couldn't show it in something that's begilui, that's the opposite of etzim. That's why it picked to show that level, that etzim, in a gematria, which in itself is not gilui. Dafki in dem helam from the b'china achrei, dafki in the not gilui, the hidden part of that low level, which is the mispar ha-teva, the number of the word, shtei der etzim as yisrechef from gilui, there you have the etzim, which is higher than gilui. So we see the pshat of the Rebbe in this idea that his name is missing in the Tzavet to show his Yisalkis. It's not like we think that it's a chason, therefore there's a chason missing, his name is missing. Adarabe, it shows on his Yisalkis in a positive way that he went to the level of his Etzem and his Mashpia from that level down here.